This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
The Senate Committee on Transportation will come to order. Good morning, everyone, and welcome. If you are here in the room with us, make sure your electronic devices are turned to quiet. And with that, Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll? Senator Crabtree.
Here.
Heinert. Shane Fish. Simmons.
Here.
Zickman.
Here.
Castleberry.
Here.
And Duval.
Here.
We have a quorum. Has anybody had a chance to review the minutes from our last meeting?
Approval.
All right. We have
second.
We have a motion by Crabtree, seconded by Castleberry, to approve the minutes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Minutes are approved. We have two pages with us this morning. Gentlemen, would you please come introduce yourself and tell us what your plans are?
Good morning. I'm Jack Sandvig from Milbank, South Dakota. I plan to go to UND to major in marketing. University of North Dakota. Yeah. Yeah, I get that a lot.
Good morning, Senators. My name is Ethan Gladue. I'm from Sioux Falls, and I plan to attend USD next year and double major in business and political science.
Well, all right, that's enough of that. Okay. All right, thank you very much. We will take our agenda in order this morning, as starting with the confirmation secretary for Joel Jaunt as Secretary of Transportation. So who wants to tell us all about that?
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the committee. My name is Megan Goltz, and I am a deputy policy advisor in the governor's office. I am here today to ask for your favorable consideration for the advice and consent of Joel Jaunt to be South Dakota's Department of Transportation Secretary. Joel has spent his entire career in service to South Dakota. A native of Rapid City, Joel graduated from South Dakota School of Mines with a degree in civil engineering. He has been a part of the Department of Transportation for his entire career, starting out as a road design engineer and working his way up to be Rapid City Region and Operations Engineer, Director of Planning and Engineer, and Deputy Secretary. He began serving as Interim Secretary of the Department of Transportation in November of 2020. Joel has repeatedly proven his commitment to providing the best, safest, and most efficient transportation possible. He balances the importance of preparing for the transportation changes coming our way in the future with the critical need to preserve and maintain the systems we already have in place. In addition to his long list of professional accomplishments, Joel is a true leader who cares deeply about the success of everyone who works for him and every program DOT administers. Under his leadership last fall, DOT was honored with an award from the Performance Excellence Network. This award recognized the department's commitment to providing top-tier service in everything they do. I ask for your support in confirming Joel to be the Secretary of Transportation. South Dakota will be well-served in his leadership. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else who would like to comment on this nomination? Anyone else? Mr. Secretary, did you care to make a few comments? Mr. Almost Secretary?
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. It's a humbling just to be here and before you and be called by Governor Noem to lead this department. I have spent my entire career, as was stated, to look at and lead our transportation in all the different facets, whether it's highways and bridges or airports or rail and public transit. And I need to say that, this isn't just about me. It's the staff that I have behind me that helped lead this entire department, and the award that was discussed is a great opportunity and an honor. But I definitely am willing and again, the challenge is before us, and I think as we work together, we'll continue to strive and make our transportation system one of the best in the nation. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Stay there for just a moment. Are there any questions from any committee member? All right, you're off the hot seat. Thank you. All right. Anyone else who would care to comment on this nomination? If not, committee, what are your wishes? Senator Zickmund.
Madam Chair, move approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second? Second from Crabtree. Any comments? All right. So the motion is that we approve the advice and consent. I'm going to look to LRC staff to sort out the proper wording of the motion. But the motion is that, yeah, Joel, we think you should keep doing your job. So with that, all in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Crabtree?
Aye.
Heiner is excused. Shane Fish?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Zickmund?
Aye.
Castleberry?
Aye.
Duval?
Aye. That is unanimous. However, because this is a new appointment, it cannot go on the consent calendar. But I will talk about this on the floor because I've known Joel for a long time. So with that, I am going to turn the gavel over to the vice chair for our next bill.
Our next bill today will be Senate Bill 87, which is to update the South Dakota coordinate system to conform to national standards. Do we have any proponent testimony?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Senator Mary Duval from District 24. And to begin with, there is an amendment, 87B, that is posted on the internet, and with the committee's indulgence, I would like that amendment added to the bill right away.
Do we have a move to amend?
I'll move that.
Moved by Crabtree. Do we have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Shane Fish. All in favor will say aye. Would the secretary please call the roll? Or don't have to roll. Okay, all in favor, just say aye. I appreciate everyone's patience. Thank you. Okay, we will now address the bill in its amended form.
Thank you very much. You know, it's been said that almost only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, but there are other instances where being really precise is really important. And land surveying is one of those where precision matters. When I was first approached about this bill almost a year ago, and I was told it deals with the definition of a foot, honestly, I thought it was an April Fool's joke because it was getting kind of close to April. But I found out that, no, it's really not. And at this point, I've extended the breadth of my knowledge on the subject, so I'm going to turn it over to others who know far more about this than I do. Thank you.
Madam Chairperson, my name is Justin Bell. I'm an attorney from Pierre, and I'm a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Design Professionals Coalition. The members of that group include the South Dakota Society of Professional Land Surveyors, the South Dakota Engineering Society, the American Council of Engineering Companies, and the Nebraska Dakota's chapter of the American Society of Landscape Architects. I'm not going to be incredibly lengthy in my testimony here because there's some other folks who are going to talk a little bit more about this bill. But what you have before you is a bill that allows for updating our code to the national standards that are set by the National Geodetic Survey, which is changing a few things that isn't going to impact a lot of people here on a daily basis, but will impact surveys to make sure they're more accurate with technology increasing. Several states already use a similar model to what we're going to see here. and we're just coming into compliance with those national standards that are changing. We would ask that you please support this bill, and I will turn it over to some others to talk a little bit more about the details in them. Thank you so much.
Morning, everybody. My name is Derek McTighe, and as Justin said, I represent the Design Professionals Coalition, which is basically made up of a bunch of engineers, surveyors, and landscape architects across the state. And I just wanted to touch on a couple quick items, the two key points. With this bill, and as Senator Duvall mentioned, it does clean up what's been a problem in the engineering and surveying industry for quite some time, and that is there's two different definitions of the foot, and they are very close in measurement, but with today's technology and measuring things over millions of feet, it does become a problem. And what this bill will do is it'll clean it up, and everybody in this state will use the same definition of a foot. In addition to that, what it will do is, with our coordinate systems going forward, the National Geodetic Survey is doing a reboot to their coordinate system where they're making a whole bunch of improvements from, you know, the gravity models for elevations to tightening up accuracies. And with South Dakota, is going to do is basically adopt that. So with that, I am definitely in support of this bill, and hope you guys are too, and I will be around later if anybody has questions. Thank you.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Mike Beam, South Dakota Department of Transportation. The DOT rises in support of Senate Bill 87 as amended this morning and asks for your favorable consideration. The DOT relies on accurate survey to build and maintain a transportation system and record property interests. Being able to accurately reestablish survey points in the future provides consistency between surveys and surveyors. The bill is going to update the land survey and reference system to bring in compliance with most current and future national standards. As mentioned earlier, National Geodetic Survey, which manages and maintains a referencing system in the United States, is transitioning to a system based more heavily upon global navigation satellite systems. Chapter 43-22 of the South Dakota Code must be amended to allow for this new system to be utilized in the South Dakota Plain Coordinate System. Furthermore, as mentioned earlier as well, the National Institute of Standards and Technology is formally going to end the U.S. survey foot at the end of 2022. There is therefore a need for us to define the foot for the purpose of the plane coordinate values, as identified earlier, as 0.3048 meters exactly. This bill will allow for the transition to newer, more reliable coordinate and referencing system, and also update referencing requirements for the development of coordinates. Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll stand by for any questions.
Do we have any further proponent testimony? Do we have any proponent testimony online? Seeing none, do we have any opponent testimony, either in the room or online? All right, seeing none, we'll go ahead and open it up for final statements or rebuttal. Thank you. Okay, we'll move on to committee discussion and or action.
Madam Chair, I would move to pass on Senate Bill 87.
Move to pass by Senator Shane Fish. Do we have a second?
As amended.
I'll second.
Crabtree seconds. Would the Secretary please call the vote?
Crabtree?
Aye.
Heiner is excused. Shane Fish?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Zickman?
Aye.
Duvall?
Aye.
And Castleberry?
Aye. Having received the majority vote, the Senate bill is passed. Should we go ahead and put that on consent, or do you wish to discuss it on the floor?
I think it can go on consent.
Okay.
Can you judge? Can I run the next one, too?
I could probably use the practice, Senator Duvall. Okay. And Senate Bill 87 is hereby declared passed. Moving on to our next bill, we have House Bill 1003, which is to update references to certain federal motor carrier regulations. Do we have any proponent testimony?
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Captain John Browers. I'm the commander for the Motor Carrier Division of the South Dakota Highway Patrol. House Bill 1003 involves nowhere near the detail that the previous bill did. But there is many details that have changed is why we're bringing this bill. This is our annual adoption of Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration rules and regulations so we can apply those to drivers, namely interstate drivers that come into South Dakota. On average, we do about 25 to 27,000 inspections in South Dakota on commercial motor vehicles every year. As these trucks travel across the United States, it's important that they're on the same rules. That way they're not guessing what the regulations are in South Dakota because they're different in Nebraska or different in Minnesota and all the way down the line to Florida, Washington, California, and the northern tip of Maine. Truckers need to be on the same page so there's no confusion for both them and enforcement. Every year there's changes made to those federal regulations. I'd like to say this is a very light year for those changes. Some of them is just some purely administrative. They're extending some deadlines for the IT system for medical cards. South Dakota is good to go. There's just some states that are behind on their IT systems, as well as the federal system needs a little work. There's corrections found throughout the regulations. I'm calling this spell check for the regulations. It's literally changing paragraph G to H because they inserted a new one somewhere in previous years. So they just literally need to reword those, renumber paragraphs and things like that. There's some statute corrections where a previous regulation referred to this piece or this paragraph. Well, one got inserted above that, so the paragraph moved down. So they have to change a law over here to refer to the right paragraph. The only addition to regulations this year was the addition of a rear impact guard to the annual inspection checklist. So every CMV has an annual inspection. It's performed by a commercial garage or the carrier themselves if they're qualified to do that. The rear impact guard is already a required piece of equipment. This just adds it to the checklist. So the mechanics that is doing that inspection remembers, hey, we got to check that rear impact guard to make sure it's still functional, it's there, and it's not cracked, rusted through, things like that. So we're just adding that to the checklist. But I do request your favorable support in this. It's something we do every year just to keep everybody on the same page to avoid that checkerboard of regulations as drivers cross the United States. Thank you, and I'll be happy to stand by for any questions.
Thank you. Do we have any further proponent testimony?
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the Senate Transportation Committee. My name is Dawn Olightsky, and I'm the Executive Director of the South Dakota Petroleum and Propane Marketers Association. And just a reminder, I haven't been before you this year yet. My guys haul petroleum, propane, ethyl alcohol, jet fuel, diesel fuel, and a good example of why we support this every year is presently we are in what's called an hours of service regulation with the federal motor carriers because we are short of product. So when we're short of product, the only place we can really go is south. And sometimes south means all the way to Texas. So it's important that all these rules are consistent across each state so we don't run into any barriers. And we hope you vote favorably on this, and I'll stand by for questions. Thank you.
Do we have any further proponent testimony?
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Myron Rao, President and Registered Lobbyist for the South Dakota Trucking Association. I don't remember in my history that we've ever testified against this bill. However, we sometimes come in here and complain about some of the regulations because we don't like them. This is one of those things, again, we have to do. I call it the gun to the head thing that the federal government says you do this or something bad's going to happen. Again, this year we have nothing to complain about. As Captain Brewer said, we don't have anything major that changed. So, like I say, reserve the right to complain next time. time, but we've never risen in any way other than to support this bill. I hope you do too. Thank you.
Is there further proponent testimony? Is there any proponent testimony online? Seeing none, is there any opponent testimony? Seeing none, would the sponsor like to make any comments in closing? Okay, I'll go ahead and open this up for committee questions and or committee discussion and or action.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This question, Myron, I think you can probably answer this. This is just kind of a general question that I have on trucking. You might be able to answer it, or the general could. I notice in the bill there's age requirements, et cetera. Do you perceive any changes down the road because of the trucking driver shortages? Do you perceive any of those changing down the road, the possibility of going lower than the 21 or the 18?
Madam Chair, we are hoping. There is a pilot right now. Again, it's in the works. Congress put it into the highway bill. And I'm going to use this example. In South Dakota, you can drive from Edgemont to Milbank, but you can't drive from Milbank to Ortonville. You can't cross state lines unless you're 21 years old. And that's a problem when you have, again, farm kids like myself. I'm not saying I would have ever stayed in the trucking industry, but I had no options. When you graduate from high school at 17, 18 years old, you can't drive interstate till 21. You're really not a commodity that anybody wants or needs. This is going to change that. And now, again, the example I was going to use was on the East Coast, you can drive across three or four states in that distance from Edgemont to Milbank. And we can't do that. So that's part of the problem. And we think the pilot will prove that you can have drivers that are between 18 and 21. We send them to the military, and we trust them with our freedom, and yet we can't drive across the state line. So that doesn't make a lot of sense, and the industry has been pushing that, and I anticipate that it will prevail, and we will be able to do that. I hope that answers your question.
Yep. Thanks, Myron. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Are there any other questions? Seeing none, we'll move on to committee discussion and or action.
Madam Chair.
Senator Duvall.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move do pass.
Move do pass by Senator Duvall. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second from Senator Simmons. Is there any discussion on that motion?
Nope. It's nice when Myron Rao can come up here and not find anything to complain about.
And with that, would the secretary please call the vote?
Crabtree?
Aye.
Heinert is excused. Shane Fish?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Zickman?
Aye.
Duvall?
Aye.
And Castleberry?
Aye. The motion passes, and I believe that can be placed on consent. Okay, with that, we declare House Bill 1003 passed.
Announce no meeting on Monday.
There will be no meeting on Monday, January 31st. And unless there's any other committee business or discussion, I will take a motion to adjourn. So moved by Senator Crabtree. Do we have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Simmons. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.